Okay, Rabbeisai. This is not a regular schmooze, because I'm not a regular schmoozer. I'm not really such a speaker, but I have something I really want to tell you guys. So I'm going to tell you what I'm trying to do, and then maybe together we'll help each other do it. You know, especially, I have a big goal for today. I wanna work on something that's very difficult for everyone. Very difficult. And I really mean that. We have phones. We have smartphones. We have WhatsApp. All different kinds of social media. It's very dear to us. It's very beloved. It's part of our lives. And that's fine. But in the Beis Medrash, it's not fine. This is a Beis Medrash, and what I want to try to bring out in you guys and ourselves is that this is a holy place, and what we're doing here is a holy thing. We're not just involving our minds in a pursuit of knowledge. We're doing something very holy here when we learn Torah. And it's a special place that we have to do this. This is a special Arun Kodesh. This Arun Kodesh has seen a lot. It's seen some people here as fathers have been a grus. I was here many, many years ago. And it's a special place. You'll come back. You'll come back to visit. Some people are back now visiting. You'll come back. You'll remember this is a place that you grew. This is a place that took you somewhere. It's a special place. When you walk in the door of this Beis Medrash, I want us all to feel immediately, before we even start to learn, that we're in a place that's a holy, inspiring place. But how can we feel that? So if we give up something that's hard to give up, if we give that up, I guarantee we'll feel it. We all know it's important. And we always have that problem. How do we put it, attach it to our heart? How do we vashavosel levavecha? So there's a very simple answer. Give up something. Give up something. Something dear. For the sake of that knowledge. And because of that, we'll come to feel it. It's a special time. Some people told me, what are you crazy speaking about this? This is something you're going to get people to want. Fine, it's a rule. We'll do it. But want it? But it's a holy time. We're in a special time now. It's a fast day. It's a day of tshuva. It's Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We just had a wonderful Rosh Hashanah. And I think that it's a special time. This week is a time that we can really, really, really rise to the occasion and feel that ratzon within ourselves to bring out the holiness that we have. Okay, so what's Torah all about? What's Torah all about? Why is it something holy? What does that mean that it's holy? What does it mean that it's precious? It's an intellectual pursuit. Why is it different than other studies? So we read a pasuk, and it's a pasuk that actually Bilam said. And what is Bilam doing talking in the Torah? Bilam is a big Rasha. The whole Torah is the history of Bnei Yisrael. We follow Bnei Yisrael, and all of a sudden we have a whole parsha that has nothing to do with Bnei Yisrael. It's this Bilam and Balak, and they go and they have this whole conversation, and Bnei Yisrael don't know anything about it, and that's why it's in the Torah. So that Bnei Yisrael should know about it. So he should know what happened. What they tried to do. And what Hashem turned the whole klalos of Bilam up on their head because of his love for us. The whole parsha of Balak is a parsha that brings out Hashem's love for us. And what does it say in that parsha? It says, Lo hi bir oven be Yaakov. Hashem doesn't see any sins in Bnei Yisrael. V'lo ra amal be Yisrael. Hashem elokav imo usiruas melech bo. We have the trua of the king, the trua, the sound of the shofar, but also trua milashon reyus. We have the beloved friendship of the king. That friendship of the king is with us. Kel motziyam mi Mitzrayim, Hashem who took us out of Mitzrayim, kisofas reim lo, ki lo nachash bi Yaakov, v'lo kasem bi Yisrael. And we review the history and the wonderful highlights of our history, of our precious the precious moments in our life as Klal Yisrael. And we have those times that we cherish our closeness with Hashem. But you know what? Ke'es yomar li'akov. Uli Yisrael ma'pal kel. There's going to be another time. There's going to be another time that we're going to cherish. And that we're going to see that greatness that we had in the time, in the times of Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the times when we had closeness to Hashem. What does Rashi say, Ke'es? What is that time to come? There's going to be a time to come, says Balak, when the greatness of Bnei Yisrael is going to be seen, when the closest to Bnei Yisrael is going to be seen. Ke'es Yomar Yaakov, Rashi says, Od Asid Lios Es. There's going to be another time, Ke'es Hazos, like this time, that I'm revealing, that Balak is revealing in prophecy, Hashem's love for Bnei Yisrael, there's going to be another time like that. You know when that is? Asher Tiglech Yibasan Le'ein Kol. A time when the belovedness of Bnei Yisrael is going to be revealed to all. Shehein Yoshvin Ve'lefanov. This is when Bnei Yisrael sit, and they sit before Hashem. Ve'lomdim Torah Mipiv. And they learn the Torah from His mouth. U'mechitzasan Lifnim Imalachi Ashares. And then at that time, when we do that, when we're learning, we're closer than the Malachi Asharis. We're closer to Hashem than the Malachi Asharis. V'heim yishalu lahem. And so then the Malachim are going to have to ask us, Ma pal kel? What does Hashem want? What is the Ratzon Hashem? When we learn Torah, when every one of you is in this base medrash learning Torah, so you're in a place that's so close to Hashem, closer than all of the miracles that happened, all the times of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the greatness that Balak showed in Bnei Yisrael, the true Asmelech Bo. We have that when we come to learn Torah, Mipiv, Belifanov, right before Hashem, directly from His mouth. And so, learning Torah is a beautiful, beautiful, precious thing. It's not just a intellectual pursuit. It's something that should ensconce our whole bodies. And the best way to ensconce our bodies in it is like when somebody goes into a mikvah. You go into a mikvah and you totally cover yourself with the water. And this base medrash is like a mikvah. It's a holy place. We come in and you're ensconced in the waters of Torah. And nothing else. No mechitza, no chatzitzas. You know, if somebody is tovel and they're holding a sheretz biyado, they're holding something that's impure, something that has tuma, that has death. So then the tefillah isn't going to work. And if we want to make this base medrash a base medrash, if we want it to be a makom, a base Hashem, a house of Hashem, so it has to be kadosh, it has to be exclusive. It's not a multi-purpose room. It's not a lounge. It's a base medrash. It's a makom of Ashros Hashchina. What's the Aron Kodesh going to say? They made me like a lounge. They made it like a lounge, the base medrash. A lounge to hang out. And we also learn. No. If we want to learn, if we want to feel the Kedusha of the base medrash, if you want to get inspired, the best way to do it is to ensconce yourself in Kedusha exclusively. We come in here and we feel that this is a place that is only for Hashem. And about that, about a makom, a mikdash, I wanted to say, you know, we say that this is a yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva said that when there's a famous Tosfos that says if somebody goes to yeshiva, so the derech, you know, it's a given. You're going to go to yeshiva, you're going to become a gadol, but it doesn't always happen. No, it always happens. Anyone who goes to yeshiva will be a gadol, but we have to make it a yeshiva. I have to make it a place of Kedusha. If it's a place of Kedusha, and you go to it, you'll be a gadol. It'll work. It does work. And it has worked. And it will work for each of us. But it has to be yeshiva. It has to be a base Hashem. We also said, Rabbi Yudin said also, that we are holchib lebeis hamedrash, right? We went to beis hamedrash. So when we come here, we should make sure that when we got here, that we got to a beis hamedrash. If we go to a Beis HaMedrash, we're already holchim a Beis HaMedrash, and there's more than that. I saw in the Sefer of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he says that if somebody goes to a Beis HaMedrash, as soon as they decide to go to such a holy place, they're already called a Mevakesh Hashem. It says that Kol Mevakesh Hashem would go to Moshe, to find out what the Torah wants. When you go to a place to find what the Torah wants, and that's what that place is, it's just a place for Torah, for Avodas Hashem, for Tefillah, then as soon as you go there, you call the Mevakesh Hashem. You already rise to that tremendous level. Just entering into a place like this, we can be inspired. And every one of us wants to grow. And every one of us, especially in these days, feels the ratzon within us to grow, to come closer to Hashem. We want to be inspired this year. If we want to feel closest to Hashem, we just have to open up a little bit. Open up a little bit of an opening for Him to let Him in. I was standing over here, right by the bathrooms and the cubbies. And I see everyone, you know, putting their phones in the boxes, and it's hard, you know. People are telling me they need psychological help with that. It's difficult, you know. They have detachment syndromes, you know. It's like a phantom limb. They feel like, you know, they're missing a part of their body. It is hard. It is hard. It's not. It's a joke, and it's not a joke. It's a joke for me because I haven't had a phone forever. But it's not a joke for you guys. And Hashem knows it's not a joke. And that's called a Pesach. When you have that vacuum in your pocket and you feel an empty space, that's called a Pesach. And that's what it means. Pismuli Pesach Shamacha. If you open up a little Pesach, I'm going to open up for you a tremendous amount of Kedusha. Adam Mekadesh Atzmo Ma'ad. If a person is Mekadesh himself a little bit, if he sanctifies himself a little bit, Mekadeshino Saharbe, Hashem has a tremendous amount of Kedusha He wants to bestow upon us. Just let Him in a little bit. Let Him in this place. That this place will be a place that Hashem can be. Make Him a place inside of your hearts. Make Him in place inside of your life, and He'll come in. Especially now. Dirshu Hashem b'imbatzo. Seek out Hashem when He is found. Kiru b'oso karob. He's very close now. He's all around. Just open up a little place, and He'll come into our hearts. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha to fulfill the words that we're saying now, that we say every day, the words of David HaMelech, in the tefillah that we say le David. We say, there's one thing that I really want. Shifti beveis Hashem. I should be in the house of Hashem. Kol yimei chaya. Lachzos benoam Hashem. And if I'm in the house of Hashem, so then I'll feel the precious, the belovedness, the sweetness of Hashem. Levakeh beichala. Shukai.